This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, we got a podcast going.
All right, cool.
Sorry, we're in our own world, man.
Yeah. We got things going on. We're trying to create scenes.
Magic.
Yeah. You know, stop trying to be a side character right now.
Yeah. We didn't call for any extras.
Crap, is that a hitchhiker?
Yeah, you want to pick him up?
I guess so. He's got his thumb out.
All right, looks like a nice guy.
You gonna ask him? Where are you headed?
I'm headed to your mother's house.
That's pretty far for a youngster like you.
Well, that's funny. That's what you said on a Tinder profile.
Come on in.
Come on in.
All right.
Alright.
Hey, do you mind stopping at the laundromat for me?
Oh, sure. We got a couple of things we need to throw in.
Alright.
I think it's
the turn in here. Yeah, okay. Yes, that's coin laundry right
Woo-hoo.
There.
Alright.
You're gonna get your laundry done.
Glad we are.
Stranger that walks around with his laundry.
Soap's for pussies, man.
Now, presently, just did the weird show.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, that was.
Was it weird?
Oh, it was weird. It was weird.
Good
all,
weird?
In all the wrong ways.
All the wrong ways.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was like we all did our best. Last show I did was Watson's. I loved doing anything with Crystal Moore.
Yeah.
Her shows are always just so much fun. So the last year or whatever, last time I did it, was at the lounge, and we had a pretty good time. I think we had less, may or may not have had less performers on that one, but I got to do it again this time around. We were at Watson's, and it was like just weird.
Which was the point, right?
It was weird. It was just awkward as well. Everyone was just trying to do, like, strange, nuanced things.
Oh.
I was just trying to, like, do some of my more off-the-wall stuff along with music. We had a little bit of, like, drag shows. We had this one, one drag show where this person was just kind of, like, almost this, like, weird scream singing in a way.
Oh.
And it was kind of funny, like, at least to some of us it was. But it was just kind of like a weird pace for how everyone was kind of coming in late, or they had other shows that they were booked for later, so they had to like leave early or come in late at the for separate people. So people just had to, you know, go in, go up when they could get there. We also had like some slightly distracting people up front. Not even like people, just like this one couple. It was really hilarious though, because we couldn't stop talking about it in the green room at Watson's. So there was this like couple sitting right up front while everyone else was like spread out.
Said, talking?
Yeah, no, they weren't talking. But like the woman, she was cool. She was like exactly the type of audience member you want to be. She was a good sport, laughing. responding to stuff. But then, like, her dude that she was with, he just looked so scared, and we couldn't stop talking about it. It was distracting. He looked like just...
Was he scared you were going to call on him or something?
Or something like that. Like, I mean, definitely was weird. It was, like, nobody knew, like, what, you know, what the fuck was going to happen next. So...
I don't have any idea where this rave is.
Oh.
You wondered what I'm doing?
It's somewhere in this Winco area.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine. If I could describe how this guy looked.
Like, so just his look was throwing people off, or?
Yeah, because it was really strange, because you just see, like, everyone else is just trying to, like, have a good time, and then you just see this one guy that's just, like deathly frightened. Like,
oh, no.
He looked like he was a very ill-prepared snake charmer, and we were all cobras. He was just so frightened. Like, well, I don't have a gun, man. Like, we're not, not held hostage here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was...
We were put up once in the front at the Comedy Store. Was that the Comedy Store in L.A.? And I'm guessing I might have had that look. I was so scared they were going to say something about the way we looked or something.
Oh.
You know, when you're right up front.
Oh, man.
And I saw on Jake's podcast that you started, your first time was at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was gnarly. I always liked watching stand-up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Stacy, she was telling me that I should get into it. So she was a bandmate of mine.
Cross?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Cross here. But, she was the one that just kind of, like, pushed me. I was like, okay, we'll talk about, like, you know, do this thing. And
mm-hmm.
So I only did, like, an open mic at the Laugh Factory. It was only, like, 3 minutes. So did it pretty...
That's a long time, though.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I could talk about anything for 3 minutes at this point. We're doing a podcast.
Hey, we're podcasting over here.
Podcasting here.
What the fuck? If you want to be on it that badly, schedule an appointment. Don't just crash my episode here. Literally. Don't literally crash my episode. Yeah. Fuck. That would be what would happen.
Yeah.
So glad I don't have kids. Holy shit.
No kidding. He's got two.
Two, yeah.
And, which is enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So kids never in your plans?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
There's a period where I was like, one might be okay, but I don't want to have it.
I want to be the cool uncle that, like, comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then can leave.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best part. I can leave and then come back later, and it won't be personal. It's like, nah, he'll be back.
Yeah.
He just does that. Man, that guy's fucking jamming.
I missed it.
Where was he?
Oh, man.
I missed it.
He was just all neck.
Yeah, nice.
So what kind of music was your band? And do you still play something?
Oh, well, I'm still playing. Yeah, I still play quite a bit of bass still. But, we got roped into this German polka metal band.
What?
Wow.
That's where it all started for comedy. For me, it was getting roped into a German polka metal band. So for episode-wise for this, like, am I, like, three or four?
It'll be two.
I'm episode two?
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
You were one, but then Corey Michaelis came into town and got in a day before you.
So what do you think about the comedy scene in Boise? Is it a scene?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
This is absolutely a scene.
Nice.
Well, I wish I could be, like, traveling to other states and just see how things work, but Boise is an interesting scene because we're in a phase that I don't think many people are probably dealing with right now, which is, like, a lack of a home base.
What does that mean?
Well, like, usually just, like, a comedy club or a consistent...
Oh, right.
Basically, I guess...
Yeah, like a Liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we don't have Liquid anymore, and Liquid is what it is. One thing I kind of, like, recognized immediately is most things are just run by other comics running...
I see.
Running shows out there. L.A. has a lot more comedy clubs, and, you know, it's just L.A. It's just, like, one of the biggest, you know, one of the biggest places you could, you know, you could be. They don't... don't need to, they don't have the same concerns that
a smaller
place is going to be.
Were you from that area, California?
Yeah, so I lived in right in like this most southern area of San Bernardino County called Chino Hills. So I wasn't too far away from like Orange County. So if I wanted to go to like Disneyland or the beach, that was no more than a lot. Yeah, more than an hour, less than an hour away. And same with LA. It could take me, you know, no more than an hour just to get into there and go to wherever comedy mics were. So when I first started too, I still went to like the comedy store. I got to go up on those Sunday open mics once or twice there.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, did you realize the bigness of that place or how cool?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like it was, well, it's funny cause it's like, it's just infamous or, you know, it's just got, you know, so much history behind it. And then when you go to these places, like, oh man, like, you know, it make you feel like this place is larger than life. You're like, oh, it's kind of fucking small. Yeah. That's how so many clubs are in like down that area. Oh, probably one of my favorite food trucks is right over here. World's best corn dog. Fuck yeah. They're almost not wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Makes Pono Pups look like garbage. Let's see.
Do you want to swing in? Why don't we?
If you guys want to.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
Be going part of the pod.
World's best corn dog.
We took the hitchhiker to a corn dog place.
Oh yeah.
How is it?
Oh my god, it's so good. No, it's perfect. Like this outside is like crunchy, but then like the inside is just like super soft. Really nice. Perfect.
That's me.
And your mic.
Here's you.
You put food in my hand, it's not gonna last long. I have no self-control. No.
Really? Are you one of those people that can just eat whatever?
So far right now, yes. My metabolism is still...
It's pretty high.
Yeah, it's still pretty high.
There you go. That was the old hype button. Oops,
hold on. I lost my spot here.
Good things only happen after air horns.
Yeah. All right, welcome to Uber Funny Money. This is the comedy game show in the car where you have the chance, Aaron, to win $20.
Oh my God, what? $20.
20 big ones.
I'm a comedian. Do you realize what that is? Do you know what, like how much that is to comics? That's like $100, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, you're winning the equivalent of $100.
100 comic bucks? Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, it's my day.
Okay, first question is worth $2. What comedian just won the Upstage Comedy Competition?
It was...
Come on, you know this.
I know this one.
It's tough.
Bigfoot, right?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Katie Lotz.
Shoot, you were this
that close. Bigfoot, Katie Lotz. I don't know her, actually. We're not calling
it.
You a Bigfoot,
no, not
Katie
at all.
Lotz.
Oh, no.
All right, question number two is worth $3. Which comedian does the famous Hot Pockets bit?
Come on, man.
I know this
Everybody
one.
Everybody
got this, man.
One.
It's George Jetson?
It's Jim Gaffigan.
God damn it.
Ooh, this is looking bad.
This is rough. This is going into the worst episode now.
This is bad. Yeah, yeah, let's try to really redeem bad. Yourself here.
Oh, God.
Question three. This one is worth $4. Name the company that produces clean comedy specials.
Maybe it's the corn dogs throwing them off.
No, it's not. It's not that. Don't you ever disparage this. I will slander your name online after this if you continue. Mr. Clean? Because it's clean, right?
Oh,
damn it!
Shoot.
The correct answer is Dry Bar. This is terrible. All right, so far you're doing really poorly. Let's see if you can redeem yourself with this $5 question.
Thanks, Dad. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
You got $5?
No.
Name the two local comedians that are opening for Bill Burr in December.
know them.
Jim Samso?
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Chance to win $250.
Chance the Rapper? What about that? It's God fucking shit.
It is Nate Ford and Nico Lukoff. Okay, so for doing so bad, you get a loser bonus round.
Okay.
With a final question, the most difficult question of all. This one is worth the old jackpot of $20.
Oh, my God.
In the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures photo caption competition, what comedian won the Nugs Not Drugs t-shirt?
Take your time on this one. Please.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
That is good! 20 big ones!
Oh, fuck yes!
Yay! Great job!
Taking a victory bite.
See, you hit the jackpot, Aaron!
Woo-hoo! Hell yeah! I want all that cocaine residue on my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, on my neck.
That's going to be funny.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being a good sport and playing along.
Thank you. That is going to
uber funny.
Nicely.
Well, thank you for having me. Am I going to be back for the Tournament of Champions?
Yeah,
you should
definitely.
Be.
Oh, there should be one because we're going to
be funny.
We are going to do probably one during every episode, kind of a little game show portion. So
yeah, that would be fun. We should, great idea.
Idea. End of season Tournament of Champions.
What if we rented a party
Ken
bus?
James is on here for some reason. We don't know how.
Yeah, he just takes the whole thing.
We're like, oh God, he is so smart.
Jeopardy.
Oh yeah.
We could rent a bus. That would be funny, and podcast in it.
Mm-hmm. That would be funny, yeah.
And then nobody would have to drive. We could all be out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have like cash cab. Why not like cash bus, man?
Cash bus.
This corn dog is really
good.
Is
it really?
Yeah, you want to buy it? It's cooled off, man.
No, thanks. Plus, what if I don't think it's the best? And then Aaron will be pissed. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, hurry. Whee! I did it.
Oh, yeah, I told you, these things are amazing.
Yeah, they are really good. I'm going to have broccoli for dinner after eating this corn dog.
Oh, yeah. It was worth it, though. It's funny, I forgot about Upstaged.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about the one I did.
Oh, Island Woods. Were you on last time's Upstage?
No, but I did do I did Idaho's Best.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I only got into the first round, didn't make it to the second. Maybe I got a few more votes from like the audience.
I don't know where I'm going.
No worries. Okay. You keep going.
So that was all audience voting?
The judges also got some votes in. I did well. Like, I got, like, two out of three votes from the judges.
Oh, nice.
And then LJ got the other one. So, I'm really proud of the set I did for that show.
Did you tell your parents you were doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-mm? I said, uh-huh.
Oh, and what'd they think? Like, all right, another wacky thing you're up to.
Yeah, they're pretty cool with them.
Here are your ones.
Those are yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry that they're in ones, but we thought that'd be funny.
That would be funny. Some ones fell down here, too.
Oh, okay, we'll get those.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get your ones.
Yeah. All right, between the seat.
Yeah, I got these small, tiny hands. They work to my benefit.
Okay. Oh, I think there's one more. I might be able to get it for you.
As if I'm not immediately... Then there's one more down there. As if I'm not going to spend this at Mad Suite later tonight.
Okay, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. Drink some. Remember your little bag in the door.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Oh shit, there's more. I keep finding more. Please, please don't ever let this end.
I don't ever let it end. Just finding more money.
You got 20? You got the whole mail, right?
I think so. Oh, nice little button.
Yep, last second I was like, this dude likes buttons.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Pink button. I find places for it.
You brushing your teeth?
I had a piece of corn dog stuck in my tooth. Get it out.